100 word stories.
Good morning. I know. The daily episodes wait until Saturday or Sunday when I realize, oh yeah, I should have done those. Yeah, I've got plenty of time to do them during the week. Sorry about that. Not that anyone's complaining, though. Thank you for that. Look on the bright side. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, the 100-word stories. And the topics for this week are, well, it's a pick two. Why should I? Rhymes with grasp, Heinz 57, loop, and unleashed. And we got quite a few stories in this week, so I should go ahead and share them with you and get back with you after the podcast and all that. That sound good? All right, here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called In the Name of the Ketchup. Unleash the power of red. We are the children of Heinz 57. Intone the priest of the yellow kitchen. Upon the altar of chrome rested the holy bottle. The paper wrapper around the jar had faded over the centuries, but the words could still be read out during the feast of Captain Crunch. Each of the devotees held high their plastic spoon. Why ketchup and breakfast food got connected has been lost in the mist of time. It's not as bad an idea as you might think, because this generation misidentified strawberries for tomatoes. The French's mustard, that's another story. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 905. It's a pick two challenge. Here's my story. Linoleum Anda's father was shouting at the police officer, "Why should I have to wait 24 hours to report my daughter missing? It's not like she's an unleashed dog that slipped through the fence. Can't you grasp the severity of this situation? This is a child who didn't come home from school yesterday." Before the cop could respond, Linoleum Amanda was running across the loop in the driveway. "Daddy, don't worry, I'm home." The look of relief on his face was quickly wiped away. "You've got some explaining to do, young lady. Can you think of a word that rhymes with grounded?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I exercise my dogs in the park, unleashed. The signs tell me I should keep them on a leash, but why should I? After all, it's not as if they're doing any harm. It's always at the dead of night, and only during a full moon. They're hardly likely to run into anyone innocently going about their business, in the park, at that time of night, are they? Besides, it's cruel to chain them up. They should enjoy their freedom in those brief moments. And, just imagine waking up as humans, next day, wearing collars. People might get the wrong idea.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Why should I worry about that? Because it rhymes with grasp. What? Heinz 57 on a loop? Unleashed? What are you talking about? I can't see. These glasses. Why should I worry about that? Because it rhymes with clasp. And the clasp is always useful. What? Heinz 57 on a loop? What are you talking about? I cannot hear. The voices are too loud. Why should I worry about them? Because they rhyme with gasp. What? Heinz 57 on a... Are we doing this 54 more times? Silence. They're gone. Did I forget to take my pills again? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Morning all, it's Richard. And for my pick two topics, I've chosen Heinz 57 and grasp. It's called How Many? Call me pedantic, but all I ask for is some sort of consistency in life. It's not much to ask, and sometimes we do, in fact, get it right. Take traffic lights, for example. We all know, wherever we are in the world, that red means stop, and green means go. Can you imagine the mayhem if everyone adopted their own colour scheme? It's a simple concept to grasp. Nevertheless, we have Heinz 57, which I'm told refers to 57 varieties. So that's 40 varieties of WD-40 then. What about 7-Up? And don't get me started on 100-word stories. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There were three movie theaters in the suburb where I grew up. The multiplex in the indoor mall, the discount screen in the rundown strip mall, and, across the county line, a drive-in theater. It was across the county line because the suburb banned alcohol sales. The drive-in sold a lot of beer, and, because it showed X and Triple X films, a lot of tickets. Ohio's pretty flat, but there's a few hills and ravines here and there, and the hill above the theater got plenty of people with binoculars and telescopes. I was there too, selling popcorn and sodas.
Okay, let me get that there, and here we go. All right. And there we have it. This week's pack of stories on the weekly challenge. A pick two, why should I, rhymes with grasp, Heinz 57, loop unleashed. Y'all did a great job of stringing those together for adventures and commentary and introspection. It's kind of cool every week. The next one is going to be mass. I don't know what variant of the word you're going to go with. Those are the topics I like. A word that has multiple meanings or uses. Has anyone sent in a word in another language? I don't know. It'll be a while until it shows up, unless I flip the schedules around and all that. I don't know. Anyway, that's the topic for next week. You can check out the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and instructions and this and that. And, well, the daily stories when I bother posting them up. Sorry, I guess the medication is kicking in. God, I wish it would. Anyway, Wednesday is a check to see how to deal with the annoying tooth slash facial... I don't know, it's a little more than a tick these days. It's kind of discomforting. But we'll see. I don't get scared of MRIs. Or X-rays or any of that. Although, if there are too many, I'm sure I should be. But, you don't find out about that until slightly after, I guess. Thank y'all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.